Kayla Fleck. Kayla, K-A-Y-L-A-H, Fleck, F-L-E-C-K, date of birth is February 14th, 2000. This is for date of service, 9-14-2023. Mrs. Fleck is a 23-year-old female who is here today for evaluation for Cushing syndrome. She has an extensive medical history, including hypertension, GERD, fibromyalgia, lupus, IBS, vitamin D deficiency, vertigo, obesity, GERD, spastic colon, and gastritis. She also has a history of skin cancer, melanoma, and frequent nausea and vomiting secondary to GERD. She reports symptoms of dry skin, heart palpitations, fatigue, weight changes, and an irregular menstrual cycle, and likely PCOS. She is reporting occasional difficulty swallowing and difficulty eating at times. She tries to eat a gluten-free diet, low-sodium, and low-meat diet. She denies any history of pregnancies. She reports an irregular menstrual cycle. She was on methylprednisone for many years due to her lupus. Over the last 6 months, she has been off of this. She denies any acne with scar tissue. She reports that her potassium level is always low. She reports a family history of lupus, fibromyalgia, and peripheral neuropathy, as well as Hashimoto's. She also reports that her grandfather had colon cancer. As far as social history, when she was 18 years old, she states that everything was quote-unquote normal with her health, and at that time, she had a very traumatic episode of unknown origin, which caused her PTSD. The patient at this point is not disclosing what happened at that time, and at that time, between 18 and 19, she had this episode that happened, which triggered her immune system, and she resulted in trauma during these years with PTSD. And at the age of 20, her health started declining and her immune system started flaring up. The patient states that the trauma she endured occurred over 2.5 years. And during those 2.5 years, she gained about 75 pounds. Plan number one for evaluation of her hypercortisolism, we will order a dexamethasone suppression test. We will order an 8 a.m. cortisol after she takes 1 milligram of dexamethasone at 11 p.m. the night before. Next number, notably the patient is pending a GI appointment. Next number for her GERD, we will prescribe pantoprazole 40 milligrams once daily. Next number, notably the patient is pending a neurology appointment. She has migraine headaches and is currently on Emgality for this. Next number, she is also followed by a dermatologist for her history of skin cancer. Next number, she's also followed by the ENT for her history of nosebleeds. Next number, she also has a sleep study that is pending. This is evaluating her fatigue as well. Next number, for further evaluation of her hypercortisolism, I will also check an ACTH level and a DHEA sulfate level, as well as a 24-hour urine free cortisol level. Next number, I will also check her for Hashimoto's thyroiditis, include a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level. I will also get a TPO antibody level and a thyroglobulin antibody level. Next number, I will also check fasting insulin levels and evaluate the patient for possible insulin resistance, given that she has a reported history of PCOS. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.